Dick Waller retired from being the Cincinnati Symphony's principal clarinetist to pursue a career as a visual artist. There's a major retrospective of his work on display at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. Welcome back, Dick.
Nice to be here. Thanks.
Many people know you from your 34 years with the Cincinnati Symphony and as the founder of the Linton Music Series. When did you find time to paint?
Well, I actually started just for fun in 1974. I went down to my basement, and I loved the art of Jackson Pollock, and I'd seen much of his painting. So I went down to my basement, put a piece of 4x4 masonite on the floor, and started doing as Jackson Pollock did. And in fact, that painting will be in the show. It's listed as my first painting ever.
So you like the spatter paint?
I don't know if you want to call it spatter exactly. I call it maybe free association art. And I've evolved my early stuff. I've developed a style that's completely different from Jackson Pollock.
So were you self-taught?
I've never taken a lesson in art.
Did you work with other artists? Have you gotten inspiration from other artists?
All my life. I love just going to art shows and seeing art. And yes, and I'm inspired by great art. And again, they did a show of Jackson Pollock's in New York, or maybe 18, 20 years ago, everything he ever did. It was just incredible. But as I said, that was my first stimulus. And out of that, I've evolved into my own, I guess you'd call it maybe abstract expressionism.
Where is your studio?
I have a studio at the Essex Arts Center, and I've been there about 8 years.
So I've seen some of your works on your website and at some of the studio goings-on at Essex. Are you there every day?
There are periods of time when I'll work consistently almost every. Right now, I've got so many other things going on, but I've worked there quite a bit.
And music informs your work. You talk about contrasts and being inspired by Bartok, but there's so much more than just Bartok.
You know, we're calling this retrospective Music at an Exhibition. And it's really partly calling it Music at an Exhibition because there's so much music involved in my life. Almost every time when I ever go into the studio, when I start painting, I have playing music, and I will have on display, in fact, at the show, the music I was listening to around the time when I did the painting. But music is deeply a part of my life, and so it shows in the art. Although the works are not titled the name of, you know, flowers or mountains or anything like that. They're all called contrasts based on Béla Bartók's piece for clarinet, violin, and piano called Contrast, and they have Roman numerals. I'm up to about 250 as far as Roman numerals right now. However, the Roman numerals are sort of like opus numbers, like when composers write and they say opus. And my goal is that I don't tell you what the picture looks like, painting looks like. You look at it, and whatever it says to you, that's what it is. I don't want to predispose you.
Give us an idea of some of the musicians and music you're listening to.
I could go down the list, great Dvorak, Mendelssohn, Shostakovich, Haydn, Béla Bartók. However, I also listen to Over the Rhine, the local group here in town. Benny Goodman Sextet, The Beatles, Pink Floyd. I listen to a variety of music, but I find that I always have music playing when I'm working.
Are you going to have a soundtrack running at the exhibition?
I will have music playing there at the exhibition, yes.
You've got a lot of programming going on in association with the exhibition, and later in April you've got a wonderful collaboration with Concert Nova.
That's right. Ixie Chen and Concert Nova are going to do one of their collaborative programs. They do some very interesting programming, mixing it up with visual arts or theater or drama, whatever. But in this case, they're coming on the 18th of April at 7:30 to have another party where they'll do a Concert Nova program, and it'll be right surrounded by my art. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So it is indeed music at an exhibition as opposed to pictures at an exhibition.
Exactly. Thank you for picking up on that, pictures at an exhibition. And the exhibition goes on until the 25th of April.
Now, you mentioned so many other things going on in your life. What are some of the other projects you're involved
in? Oh, my gosh. I've left the orchestra almost 20 years ago now. I don't think of myself as retired. I'm working on the art show, and I'm always still a little involved with the Linton series. I purposely stayed out of being too mixed up with them. But once in a while, they'll call me and ask me for different things like that.
And traveling?
A great deal. Thank you very much. I'm a very lucky man. I've lived a remarkable life. To sit in the middle of a symphony orchestra for 34 years and play great music, and basically I can say all my life I've done what I love to do, and fortunately got paid for it most of the time beside. But I have lived and am living a luxurious life.
Are some of your paintings to be found in collections around the city?
Around the city and around the country. In fact, I had hoped at one time to bring some of the paintings back from different people. Gil Shaham owns some of my paintings in New York. So does Nadja Slerna-Sonnenberg and Anne-Marie McDermott. There are people here in town. I think Bill Friedlander owns some. There must be 25 or 30 people that have paintings of mine here in the city.
Yes. Some of them are quite large.
The largest one is 8 feet by 12 feet. It's a triptych of three paintings. Mm-hmm. And then I have several that are 8 feet by 10. And I have some that are 5 inches by 5 inches. So I've gone from working really large to really small and everything in between.
And how much space at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center do you take up?
I take up the whole place. They're going to use the whole front foyer and the art room in the back. That's one reason I'm excited about this. It's the first time locally that I could show my large pieces as well as all of the smaller ones, too.
Do you still head out to Aspen?
I've gone there every summer since 1976 was my first year when I played there. And I had association there up until 2003, arranging house music concerts. But I go out there, have friends, and hang out with the musicians at the festival and friends that live in Aspen also.
Do you get a lot of artwork done there, too? That's such spectacular scenery.
Well, you know, I had a studio there for about 8 years. I had a studio and sold quite a bit of art when I was out there. But I can't work out there because my stuff is too big to move around.
Dick, I have to ask you this because you're not only a CSO clarinet concertmaster, you are also the master of the tonette. So I was wondering whether you could go out on a high note here. Dick Waller was also the force behind TT and X, that marvelous trio.
Oh, my God. You're bringing back wonderful memories, the good memories when we used to bring the TTX and M, we called it tonette, tuba, xylophone, and melodica.
I forgot the melodica.
Yeah. That was Mike Thornton, Dick Jennings, and Frank Proto playing together. We started out, and I guess you call it our signature piece was the William Tell Overture that was written especially for the tonette by Rossini.
Well, before you go out, okay. I'm going to thank you so much for stopping by. It is always a great pleasure to be with you. This is Dick Waller, musician, painter, tonette, artist supreme. He has an exhibition of his work that runs through April 25th at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein. Take it away.